Welcome to the Communication and Relationship Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Mr. Rex Sykes. Rex, why don't you take it from here?
So, Tanya, it is so awesome to be on your summit again. You've got fabulous guests. You're fabulous. And to be part of it is even more fabulous for me. So I really appreciate being here. I want to talk today about how all communication starts with you. You go first and you transform your relationships, and that includes your relationship with you, yourself. The philosopher Goethe said, before you can do something, you must first be something. And this is a point not too frequently found in the minds of people who want to learn how to communicate. Because most people want to learn to be more influential. They want to be more powerful. They're tired of getting crummy results. They feel weak or wimpy or empowered, or they have, you know, communication difficulties. And so I've spent over 40 years now teaching communication in corporations, one-on-one, in public events, you know, around the world. And one of the things that I discovered, and one of the things that I have so often tried to induce in people, the realization that you lead by example. Everybody watches you. Your family watches you, your friends watch you, strangers watch you. You are observed. Now, many years ago, a man named Albert Mehrabian did a study on communication, and it's been misapplied consistently ever since. I think Tony Robbins popularized it. 7% is the words, 38% is the paralinguistic use, or the sounds and the utterance that accompany speech, and 55% is nonverbal communication. Well, the study wasn't intended to come up with those facts and figures the way that they've been presented in the seminar world, but it's useful. I've used it that way as well. It's useful for us to notice that most of our communication is unconscious communication. It's nonverbal. It's the messages we get and send and receive between people simply by being ourselves in our natural settings, apart from the message that we're trying to deliver. We are the message. Who we are, what we think, how we feel communicates to everyone around us 24/7. Whenever we're seen by somebody or now talking on the phone, the way I sound is dependent on how I feel inside. It's what's going on within the person. So if you want to be an expert communicator, you need to transform yourself into somebody who is already an expert communicator. Now, I'll clarify that a bit further. Again, Goethe said, before you can do something, you must first be something. Where people miss is that they want to get their message across to someone else, and they look them in the face and they think, okay, here's what I have to say. And they deliver, you know, their dictum, they deliver their words, they deliver their message, and then they expect the other person either to understand it or not understand it. And often if the person is confused or doesn't get it or refutes it, then they blame the other person. They go, well, you just don't get it. You don't understand. Well, blaming, first off, will never win you any friends or fans. So you got to stop blaming. You got to realize that if you're going to communicate effectively, it's up to you to be an example of the message. So if you're talking about how important love is, you have to be loved first. If you're talking about confidence, and the, how people need to be confident in order to accomplish their goals, you've got to be confident first, because the message that people get unconsciously, subliminally, nonverbally, is who you are beyond and above what you say is important. Who you are, you know, there's that saying, I can't hear what you're saying because who you are screams so loudly at me. So here's the notion, and consider this and embrace this. There's a saying, success is a decision away. Any moment of any day, if we make a decision, we can be absolutely successful. You know, because if you always do what you always did, you always get what you always got. The definition of insanity is to do the same thing over and over again, but expecting different results. So you want to decide to do something new. Here is a very, very important piece about going first. Who you are and what you're known by, your reputation, is determined by whether or not you keep your word, whether or not you keep your promises, whether or not you say what and do what you say you will do. In other words, it's about walking the talk. Nobody likes a liar. Nobody likes somebody who promises something and doesn't deliver. Nobody likes somebody who makes all sorts of claims but can't back them up. You know, we want integrity with the people we communicate. We want our leaders to be accountable and responsible. And the only way that you do that is to keep your commitments and to keep your word. Now, that means to other people, but it also means to yourself. So if you make a decision like, I'm going to clean my garage, then within 48 hours, keep that commitment. Don't break your promise to yourself, because when you do, it's like slapping yourself up across the face a bunch of times. Your brain goes, you know what, you're an unreliable person. I can't count on you. You say you're going to do something, but you don't. So you need to take action within 48 hours. Immediately. Napoleon Hill says, you know, when intuition strikes, immediately put it into action. Don't wait. Don't rely on your reason. Go with those intuitive, you know, flashes and act on them. Because your brain, your subconscious, infinite intelligence, whatever you want to call it, is bigger than you are. And when you say you're going to do something and then don't do it, even to yourself, and especially to yourself, you either create a history, a legacy of keeping your promise or breaking your promise. And if you continually break your promise to yourself, then your brain just goes, you know, you're not a reliable person. And if you're breaking your promises to yourself, you're likely breaking promises to other people as well. So you want to keep your word. When you keep your word to yourself and you do what you say, which you do what you intend, then you open up channels and pathways for all sorts of incredible things to happen. You open up the world for yourself to be more abundant, to have better relationships, because you become a person who you know you are a powerful person to reckon with. You know you keep your commitments. You know you speak honestly. You know you're a person of integrity. And when you, every pore, every cell, every fiber of your body resonates with that message, others get it too. And your reputation always precedes you. You're either somebody who does what she or he says they will, or you're someone who isn't to be counted on. We've encountered those kinds of people all the time. They say one thing but do another. They make promises but don't back them up. They mislead with information, you know, because they want to feel good about themselves or something. All of those things damage your reputation and damage your credibility. So in order to be a really powerful communicator to other people, you have to be a credible source to yourself first and a credible source to others. And the only way you're credible to others is if you're credible to yourself. If you live with integrity, if your conscious and unconscious mind are aligned, if you do what you intend to do, what you say you will do. Now, if you say, I'm going to clean the garage tomorrow, and something comes up and you can't, then you say, you know what, I'm going to change my mind. I said I was going to clean the garage tomorrow, and something has come up. I'm going to do it at this other time. If you change, or you go, wow, I didn't think, you know, cleaning the garage would be such a big job. You say, I'm changing my mind. I'm going to clean this corner of the garage, and you make it manageable. You chunk it down so that you're not overwhelmed, but you keep your commitment. And as you and here's the cool part about this. As you practice keeping commitments to yourself, you develop the ability to keep commitments to other people. You develop supportive, success, positive habits that help you in your life instead of sabotaging you or interrupting the flow of what you want to do. And by the way, people who listen all the way to the end, I have a special gift for you. And you're going to want to listen to the end of my talk here. And I'll give you a link where you can get a special gift. And it's a powerful gift. I'll tell you about it toward the end of the show. But I just wanted to say that now, because it is my promise to you. I have a gift for you, a free gift that you're going to want to get today. So when you get the website, act on it, download it immediately, and then you'll have it. Then listen to it and put it into practice, and you'll be glad that you did. So when it comes to communicating, you first develop yourself as somebody who is accountable. That means you're responsible and you're accountable. That means that the buck stops here, right? So if you say you're going to do something and you don't, you need to say, I take responsibility. I said I would do it and I didn't, and I'm sorry. I apologize. I apologize for not doing what I said I do, and I'm accountable to the consequences. But one of the most important things you need to think about when you communicate is this. You can get money and lose money and get money back. You can be happy and you can get sad and you can get happy again. The one thing you can never get back is your time. That goes on no matter what. and there's only so many minutes in a person's life, right? So here's the thing. Communicate to other people how valuable their time is to you. Don't abuse their time. If you tell people you're going to be there at 8 a.m. in the morning for a meeting, get there a half hour early and wait for them. Show up ahead of time. Do not be the person who walks in late. Because when you do, you abuse the person who you're meeting. Always be on time. Now, my background is in the motion picture business where hundreds of thousands of dollars are being spent each and every minute. When the set call comes in and they say, we want you there, say, at 8 o'clock, that means if you're not there at 7:30, you are already late. Because you cannot have people sitting around waiting for you while hundreds of thousands of dollars are ticking by. So if you're new to the job and you show up late your first day, you are fired. You are gone because you've now interrupted the flow, the work progress of other people who relied on you to be there at a particular moment. So always, always, always value other people's time. It can cost you an enormous amount of money by abusing their time and wasting their time. The golden rules of Napoleon Hill, or the Bible mentioned, is treat other people the way you want to be treated. So consider that. If you don't want people to be late for you, don't be late for them. If you want people to treat you nicely, go first. Treat them nicely. If you want people to pay attention and listen to your message, become an expert listener first. Remember, you go first. You become what it is that you want. If you want people to pay attention to you and be riveted to you, well, then you need to do a few things. One is listen to them, give them your full attention, because there's this thing called the law of reciprocity, which means we want to reciprocate back to people that which we are given. So if I come into your office place and I bring you a gift, or to your home and I bring you a gift, or I bring food to share for the office workers, I take you out to lunch. What do you want to do? You want to buy me lunch. I had this very thing happen last night. I drove a friend to a place and said, I'll buy you dinner because you drove. We try and keep the score even, the law of reciprocity. So if you want someone to pay attention to you, give them your attention first. Let them know that their interests are in your heart. Legitimately and honestly and sincerely, give them your full attention. Listen openly. Too many people listen to talk. Don't listen to talk. Listen to gather information. What's important to them is inside of them. And if you do all the talking, you'll never know what it is. So you need to ask, what's important to you? What is it that you want? How may I help you? How can I assist you? I'm going to close in a moment, but consider this. Two people love each other. They go on a vacation. They say, I want to go to Jamaica. But they never ask what's important to each other. One wants to go to Jamaica because they want to have a fun, rousing, ribald party time. The other wants to go to Jamaica because they want to relax, cut loose, chill out, lie in a hammock all day long. Now, they get to Jamaica. They haven't expressed why they wanted to go. Person goes, come on, let's go party. The other person says, no, I want to lie down. I want to relax. You go, no, let's party. We're in Jamaica. Come on, it's fun. The other person goes, no, we're in Jamaica. This is where you chill out, you relax. You let go, you relax. You see, but the potential of conflict is because they didn't bother to say, what's important to you about our trip? So one person can say, well, it's important to me. I really want to go out. I want to party. I want a good time. And the other person can say, I really want to relax. I want to let go. So now you negotiate how you work that out. So how about when we get there, we take a day, we relax, then we go do something fun and exciting, then we recover and relax, then we go do another day of something exciting, and you negotiate it so that it works out between you. Why go on a vacation or a honeymoon or anywhere for that matter where you're going to have conflict and you're going to fight and you're going to argue and you're going to disrupt what it is you want? So you want to consider always what is important to the other person and how can you fulfill that? How can you go the extra mile to help them accomplish what it is? Because when you go the extra mile for them, they will go the extra mile for you. Maybe not all the time. All right. But that's what's called like a loss leader. You know what a loss leader is in this business? You give something away in order to attract something else. You know, I'm going to give you a gift in just a little while. But the point is that you give something to get something. Now, the people who are truly incredible are the people who give just simply to give because they know they're going to receive anyway. If you're trying to manipulate the situation by giving, you know, I'll give you this if you give me that, you know, one up, one down, zero sum game, you know, negotiate, I'm going to take this from you, you take that from me, you're missing the point. The more you are filled with love and enthusiasm and joy for living, the more you're congruent and you're aligned with your purpose, you're a person of integrity, you keep your word and your commitments, and people know this, and they know your reputation, and they trust you, and they can feel it in your presence, and they know that their interests are in your heart, man, then you improve the relationships with almost everyone you meet. If for example, you go out and you smile every day and you just practice smiling and saying hi and a kind word to all the strangers you meet, I mean, face it, there are plenty of times that people get pissed off in traffic or at the barista, at the coffee shop or at the restaurants or something. Speak only to speak. I have a saying, I go, speak only to bless, heal, prosper, inspire, motivate, and transform. Speak only to bless, heal, and prosper. Inspire, motivate, and transform other people. Keep your self-talk positive. The things you say to yourself, stop repeating those old negative lies, you know, that I can't do things and I'm a crummy person and I'll never succeed and start loving yourself and say, I'm a lovable person. I live in an abundant world. I can do anything. I can learn to do anything I can put my mind to. I can be open and receptive. I keep my word. I love people. People love me. I mean, you know, set a positive mindset and allow yourself to live fully from that. And other people are going to get that message because you become a radiant light source for people. You become a positive person in an otherwise not so always positive world. You know, there's a lot going on and a lot of problems and issues. The way that you, by the way, and, you know, I teach this in programs, and obviously we don't have enough time, but the way that you, you know, just a tip, the way that you resolve difficulty is by meeting the person where they are and taking them to a higher place, not to a lower place, not by threatening and controlling and making them feel bad, but by inspiring them to cooperate because you are the kind of person that they gravitate toward, because you are attractive to them, because you are a magnet, because they gravitate to somebody who cooperates back, who gives attention, who listens, who understands, who isn't there to advise or to discriminate or to judge, but somebody who's open and says, well, let's figure out how we can work this out. What is it that you want and how can we best aim our talents and abilities for getting there? Now, there are things, obviously, that you can do to improve your ability to speak, to talk, to be heard, to develop presence. It's always good to have charismatic presence and talk with people, not to people. But as the saying goes, you know, you attract more bees with honey than with vinegar. Actually, it's more bears with honey. Bees make the honey. The bears are attracted to honey. So you attract more bears with honey than with vinegar. And so keep that in mind. You go first. Create the world that you want to live in. Create the life you want to have in your future. Create the relationships you want to have by imagining them as positive, wonderful relationships. Be the person you want to be in your future right now. Live and conduct yourself as a person of integrity, of accountability, of responsibility. Conduct yourself as someone who is loving and kind and peaceful and gentle, somebody who's secure and confident, knows what they want and is able to go after and get it, and one who can assist others in resolving difficulties or disagreements and take whatever burdens that they may have and help them move forward in life in a positive, powerful way so that when they leave your presence, they go, wow, you know, I want to thank that masked man. I want to thank that masked woman, like, you know, the Lone Ranger, remember that? Came in, did good, and then vanished. You know, your legacy, your reputation precedes you and is what was left when you leave. So, to be a good communicator, you got to go first. You got to keep your commitment to yourself, and you got to develop that as a habit so that you don't violate your word to you and do not ever violate your word to others. Appreciate other people's time. Make sure that you are aware that their time, they can never get back, and always, always show up on time. And if you say you're going to do something for 20 minutes, do it for 20 minutes. Don't go on for 90. I could do that pretty easily. All right. So keep your word, become a person whose heart is what you lead with, You know, you don't have to think. You need to lead with the heart. Love, joy, communicate, invite, welcome, allow, accept, receive people to you. Because, you know, the more that you're open and available and allowing and understanding without judgment, the more people feel they can communicate with you. You see, if you are the person that people want to come to, they will come to you. So you set yourself up that way by transforming yourself into being that person. Speak only to bless, to heal, to prosper yourself and others, and to inspire, motivate, and transform yourself and others. Remember this. All right. So now it's time for talk about the free gift. And I hope that you'll visit my website. You'll check out what I have. I've got a new platform. I'm the developer of something called Mind Design, an incredibly powerful system for learning how to manage your thoughts, design and create your best life ever, and live it wonderfully and powerfully in a positive and an incredible fashion. So it's Mind Design by Rex Sipes. I also am the developer of something called Directed Questions and the Attitude Activator, all very powerful. And I have a blog, a daily blog called dailyinspirationandgratitude.com. It's dailyinspirationandgratitude.com. It's exactly the web address. It's exactly how it sounds. Daily, or it's spelled exactly as it sounds. Daily inspiration and gratitude.com. Then /free-gift. So dailyinspirationandgratitude.com /free-gift. dailyinspirationandgratitude.com/free-gift. Got that? All right. When you go there, what you're going to get is a 22-minute audio program, a powerful audio program called What's Stopping You. If you have blind spots or limitations or beliefs that hold you back, or you don't know why you're sabotaging yourself, you're going to want to listen to this audio and put it into practice right away. A 22-minute powerful audio called What's Stopping You. It's my free gift to you. All you have to do is go to dailyinspirationandgratitude.com/free-gift, and you can download that today. Now, not only do I want you to get your free gift, but feel free to be in touch with me through the website, ask questions, read the daily blog. I have a newsletter you're going to love. The newsletter sends you all kinds of tips and ideas and great value on programs and products and reviews and things like that. So you can sign up for the newsletter, but go and get your free gift. And even more importantly, transform yourself into a communicator that people love to communicate with. Go first and transform yourself and your life, and you will attract so many people and so much success and so many of the good things that you will be absolutely amazed. I promise you, you can create your best life ever, but it starts with you. And for that, I'll take any questions that you might have.